This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, another wild news day, a somber news day, lots of bad things happening, but also some good things happening when you have President Donald Trump in charge. But first of all, the bad things, terrible shooting today in Thousand Oaks, California. I spent 13 years living in Malibu, California, right up the street from Thousand Oaks. I mean, right up the street. And I know the area well. A former Marine armed with a Glock 45 caliber handgun with an illegal extended magazine opened fire on a packed California country music bar Wednesday night, killing 12 people, including a veteran sheriff's sergeant nearing retirement. Can you imagine? He was just going to retire, and he's dead. Can you imagine? His wife was going to get him for the rest of her life to live in retirement, and he's gone. And kids don't see him anymore. And it's that finite. You know, one day you leave for work, and you never come home. That's why I love the police. That's why I always respect the thin blue line. That's why I always give them such credit, because they run towards gunfire when the rest of us run away. Ian David Long eventually turned the gun on himself. He killed 12 and then killed himself, 13 dead. But not before the 28-year-old dressed in all black terrorized a crowd filled with college students. And a lot of those students were from Pepperdine University. I used to live in Malibu, right around the corner from Pepperdine University. It was at Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, California. And just a sad day, another mass killing, and another reason for Democrats to use a tragedy to instantly campaign and bring politics up. Everywhere you look, Democrats talking about guns and gun laws, and now they've got Congress. I hope they understand nothing will ever happen. I hope they realize that we have the Senate and we have the President, and nothing you want to ban guns is ever going to get passed. Nothing you want, period, is ever going to get passed. You've won a Pyrrhic victory, you know? Controlling the House when you don't have the Senate is completely useless, and you don't have the President. But back to guns. People have a right to have guns. If one person in that bar had a gun, they could have defended themselves and killed this guy before he killed all 12 people, or maybe after he killed six, but saved the other six. 150 to 200 people, including 16 students from Pepperdine University, along with others from California Lutheran University, California State University, Channel Islands, were inside Borderline when witnesses said Long tossed a smoke device into the crowd and then, amidst the confusion, fired at least 30 shots. Deputies and highway patrol arrived at the bar within minutes of receiving multiple 9/11 calls and began assessing the grim, gruesome situation. It's a horrific scene in there. There's blood everywhere. He later described it as hell. Sheriff Sergeant Ron Hellis, a veteran of 29 years, arrived first on the scene. And this is the guy who was going to retire, right? 29 years. He's going to retire at 30. 30 years as an officer. He arrived first on the scene, immediately entered the bar with a patrolman after hearing gunfire, but as the two made their way inside, he was immediately shot several times. The patrolman pulled the sergeant from the line of fire. Hellis taken to a local hospital where he's pronounced dead early today. Hardworking, dedicated sheriff. Sergeant. Totally committed, gave his all tonight, as I told his wife. This is this is the head sheriff talking. He died a hero because he went in to save lives, to save other people. The bar bills itself as Ventura County's largest country dance hall and live music venue. Some patrons used chairs to break windows in a bid to escape the chaos, while others scrambled between shots to hide in the establishment's attic. Dean said people also hid in the attic bathroom and under tables to escape the hail of bullets. Six off-duty officers at the bar that night, but they were unarmed. Off-duty and unarmed. The really amazing thing about all of this is that there were quite a few people in the crowd who survived the Vegas massacre at a country music festival. And they go out to a bar in L.A., you know, 400 miles from Vegas. And the same thing happens. Another mass shooting. A survivor says 50 to 60 people at the Borderline Bar and Grill who were attacked Wednesday were also at the Route 91 attack in Las Vegas. 13 people killed in all, but 12 plus the shooter. Sergeant shot. Here's a person talking on Twitter. I was at the Las Vegas Route 91 mass shooting. And there were probably 50 or 60 others who were at the Las Vegas massacre last year. This family got hit twice, and then he shows a picture of the family. Wow. What are the odds of that? How sad is that? My God. Hits home twice for me, because, of course, Vegas massacre hits home. This show emanates from Las Vegas, my hometown, my adopted hometown. And my other hometown was Malibu, California, just literally a couple miles from Thousand Oaks and Ventura County line. Adam Housley's niece killed in the California bar shooting. Beautiful girl. I'm looking at the picture. Former Fox News correspondent Adam Housley and his wife, actress Tamara Mowry Housley. It was their niece, and she was killed in the California bar shooting on Wednesday. Elena Housley, 18 years old, killed after suspected gunman Ian David Long opened fire at a crowd at the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks. Can you imagine being in the wrong place at the wrong time? Just like that. You just go out tonight, and someone happens to do a mass shooting at your bar. How bizarre is that? Nobody in the world feels worse than me or any other conservative. No more or no less than any liberal. Everyone's horrified. But our reaction is just completely different. This has nothing to do with guns. And nothing to do with me liking guns. Nothing to do with me shooting guns. Nothing to do with me going to, places to shoot guns. Shooting ranges to shoot guns. Nothing wrong with it. Nothing wrong with me having one. Nothing wrong with anyone having a gun who's a law-abiding citizen. This is, once again, a mental health issue. He was a vet with PTSD. And the police interviewed him just a few months ago and let him go. It's not that easy to determine someone's crazy. It's not that easy to take away their guns. Not that easy to take them to a mental institution without their permission. Very difficult questions. Just said, Housley had been a senior correspondent for Fox News. He departed the network early this year after 17 years. And the gal, who's his niece, Elena Housley, 18, a freshman at Pepperdine University. Wow, how devastating is that? You send your kid off to college, and I've got a kid who's a freshman in college right now and away. And the last thing you think is you're going to get that phone call. And get that phone call. Suspect served in the Marine Corps from August 2008 to March of 2013. May have suffered from PTSD. He was known to law enforcement officials due to several unspecified contacts stretching back several years. All right, so that's the story from the tragedy today in Thousand Oaks, California. Terrible, terrible thing. All right, some other things going on that I think are so important that you need to know. I wanted to get the tragedy out of the way first and foremost. Marco Rubio is not known as, he's Mr. Moderate. He's not a big Wayne Root conservative. He's not a Donald Trump conservative. And he warns of Democrat lawyers descending on Florida to try and steal key statewide races. These guys are such thieves. Republicans never steal races. We're constantly ahead when I go to bed. When you wake up the next morning, you find out we lost. Sometimes we're ahead and declared the winner, and then they find a box of 1,000 felons' votes, like they did in Minnesota to screw over Norm Coleman. Happens all the time. How do you allow that? What judge would allow that? A liberal judge. The fix is in. Rubio sounds the alarm. Broward County election officials try to steal the election. They produced thousands of ballots 43 hours after the polls closed. And I'm sure every one of them is Democrat. Can you imagine finding a box of ballots 43 hours later? Sorry, they don't count if you find them 43 hours later. But if you did, what are the odds they're all Democrat ballots? And it's not fraud. Broward County and Palm Beach County in Florida, both Democrat strongholds, are still counting ballots 43 hours after the polls closed. Florida is once again bracing for recounts. This time there are no hanging chads, but Democrat lawyers descending on the state to steal the election of both the governor and the senator. Florida's chief legal officer, Secretary of State Ken Dienster, told county election supervisors Thursday to plan for as many as three statewide recounts and for extraordinary public and media scrutiny in the state. with the singular status of unusually close elections. Same old bull, you know what, bull spit. How do you let them do this? Don't let them steal the election. They already stole it in Nevada. This is a case for the entire United States to know about. Can I scream this loudly enough? The election was stolen in Nevada. They let illegal aliens vote all over this state and all over the city of Las Vegas. Clark County, illegals left and right. I mean, you really think Nevada's turned blue, huh? No, it hasn't turned blue. It's turned fraud. It's turned criminal, foreign, illegal. Socialist crook and former gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum, who lost, released a statement Thursday saying it has become clear there are many more outstanding ballots left to count. Oh, yeah, and they just all happen to be Democrat. How come there's never a ballot left that's a Republican ballot? How come it's never from a Republican area? How come no one ever finds a box of Republican ballots? Bay County was hit by a Category 4 hurricane, I think it was the third worst in the history of America, just 4 weeks ago, and managed to count votes and submit timely results. Yet 41 hours after the polls closed, Broward election officials are still counting votes? It's a joke. It's a joke. But wait, I'm not done yet. That was story number one. Story number two is the headline, Holy Crap, Florida Voter Films Broward County Election Officials Transferring Ballots in a Rented Truck on Election Night. Oh, they're not trying to steal elections, are they? It's just a different form of theft than the Democrats in Nevada who allowed thousands and thousands of illegals to vote. I've got the text to prove it. The Nevada Democratic Party and multiple liberal organizations sent me, put me on their text list and said, go vote, go vote, go vote for 3 weeks. Because they'll deport you if you don't vote Democrat. Well, they were aiming them at illegals, and they voted, and we lost. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon, and there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allen Root, and this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver, and you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains five different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today, and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
War now!
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio Network, Newsmax TV, and hour number 3. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher. Patriot, capitalist, evangelist, I am American-made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm an ass-kicker, not ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns. At least at the moment. Right now we're under communist occupation. Communist-occupied Nevada. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by the great Edward Stolz, gave me my start in radio and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Mr. Fred Weinberg gave me my start on national radio. Thank you, Fred. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned and operated by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository. Bullion. I love saying that word. Bullion. So you know you could trust them. It's the Fort Knox of Texas, and they hired the parent company of U.S. Gold to manage it. That's pretty cool. U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about buy and sell precious metals. They've come up with the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. What do you got to lose? Give them a call and ask about it. You got nothing to lose. Phone calls on them, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go online at usgoldbureau.com/roots. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. We're not sure yet whether we've got our guest for the bottom of the hour, meaning about 10 minutes from now. We're supposed to have Hogan Gidley, Special Assistant to the President of the United States and Deputy Press Secretary, but we have not confirmed we've got him. And if we don't have him, I'll just take calls the rest of this hour. So feel free to give us a call right now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Let's grab a couple calls right now. We've got Kathleen in Las Vegas on line one. Kathleen, you're on with Wayne Root. You want to talk about voter fraud in Nevada? Go ahead, shoot. Kathleen, we can't hear you. Cannot hear you. Are you on a speakerphone?
You must be at a bad line. I'm just as disgusted as you are, and I heard you on the radio this morning talking to, I think it was...
Kevin Wall.
Kevin Wall, yeah. And you said you were going to be doing running an ad in the Review Journal about this. Are you still going to be doing that?
I didn't think about running an ad, running a column. My column is every Thursday and Sunday. Read the Review Journal, Kathleen, every Sunday and Thursday, and you'll find my way
okay,
column.
Okay, so this
there.
Isn't anything, a specific, like, special thing you're doing outside of what you're doing. It's what you normally do as a matter of course.
Well, I normally write a column, but I don't normally write a column saying that the state was stolen by voter fraud and also by the incompetent Republican Party of Nevada. That's the biggest joke I've ever seen in my life. Both of those are reasons we lost this election.
What do you, what should, as a citizen and a taxpayer, what, is there anything we specifically should be doing right now? Because many of us are just as upset by it as you are.
Yeah, I understand. But I, you know, look, the only thing I know how to do is vent on the radio and on national TV and in my column. And then where it goes from there, I have no control of. I have no idea what the average person should do. You know, you could say, oh, call your politician. Well, the people who control the state are. So who are you going to call?
Right.
They're not going to do anything
exactly.
About it. You're going to call the police? They don't care either. They're all controlled by government bureaucrats who are Democrats. So there's nobody to call.
Right.
Nobody to call. As a matter of fact, here's the other irony. You know, I've told this story before on the air, and I just think it's apropos to mention it now. When my life was threatened multiple times with serious death threats, because I'm a conservative on the radio and on TV, I brought them to the police here in Las Vegas and Henderson, and they did nothing. They didn't act like they even cared. It was a non-issue to them. Days later, I read the front page story of the newspaper, and the front page story was some nutcase had threatened the life of the head of the NCAAP. The National Association of Colored People, a black leader in Las Vegas. And the Vegas police thought that was the most important thing in the world, and they put 50 officers on it, and in one day they found the guy. Funny, when the death threat was against Wayne Root, no one seemed to give a damn. That tells you how good the police are. And again, I praise police on the show all day long. The day-to-day foot cops I praise. The cops on the street, the cops in the car, cops on foot. But the leaders of the police are all bureaucrat union guys. And they're big government guys. And all they care about is their pensions and their salaries and protecting the other government officials who are all Democrats. And boy, did they dance when a black guy's life got threatened at the NAACP. It was the number one thing to find out for the police of Las Vegas. But when Wayne Root's life was threatened, the police didn't give two dams. So do you think they care about voter fraud when voter fraud is what gets them elected and the people elected are their bosses? They don't give a damn about anything. It's us against them. War now.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
War now!
USA Radio News.
The FBI is not speculating as to why a gunman opened fire on Wednesday night at a Thousand Oaks, California bar. The gunman killed at least 12 people, including Sergeant Ron Hewless of the Thousand Oaks Police Department. Taylor Whitler was in the bar, and she joined Fox News.
Hey, we all just kind of froze for a split second, and then everyone booked it and dove to the floor. It was, after the first round, it was quiet for about 5 seconds, and then some guys that were next to me on the floor got up and started sprinting towards the back door and yelled at everyone, get up, run.
The Trump administration announced executive actions that will restrict the ability of migrants that are seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico border. And after pretty much an entire day of squabbling back and forth, the White House stands by their decision to suspend CNN reporter Jim Acosta's press pass. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Wayne
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Welcome back to the show. Hour number one, 4 o'clock, excuse me, 3 o'clock hour on the West Coast, 6 o'clock hour on the East Coast. Cinegenix is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They're the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, anti-aging, defying aging. You call it what you want. It's a proven scientific approach, custom tailored to each. Feel the best of your life and look the best of your life and make you look and feel younger. And I look and feel younger. If you watch my Newsmax TV segment, which is the third hour of this show, 8 o'clock East Coast, 5 o'clock West, if you watch me on national TV, believe me, if you go back and look at some old shows versus the new one, you will say, wow, he looks 10, 15 years younger. Well, there's a good reason for that. Cinegenix. They took care of Wayne Root, and they will take care of you as well. Eat more and eat more times a day and love the food and lose weight. And they teach you how to eat. They teach you how to work out properly. They teach you the hormone therapy. They teach you the right vitamins to take. And I've lost weight even though I'm eating more than I've ever eaten. And I've gained muscle even though I'm working out less than I've ever worked out. 30 minutes a day now instead of I used to do 2 hours a day. And that leaves me an hour and a half to make more money. So everything's good. Thank you, Cinegenix, for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. Toll-free anywhere in the United States. 888-YOUNGER as opposed to older. Register at Cinegenix.com. Cinegenix.com. All right, we'll grab some calls in a second. I want to read you a couple things. First of all, two new names have just emerged as considerations to replace Jeff Sessions as Attorney General of the United States. This is a news story from CNN. It's very funny. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie and Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, our sources familiar with the matter say, are in the running. Now, isn't that funny? Guess who you heard that way before CNN? Yesterday on this show, in hour number one, in the 3 o'clock hour, you heard Corey Lewandowski, who was sitting in the White House watching election returns with the President of the United States the night before, and he came on and said he thought it was front runners were Giuliani, Chris Christie, and Pam Bondi. And sure enough, CNN is now reporting today that Pam Bondi and Chris Christie are among the considerations to replace Jeff Sessions. So you heard it here first. Some other things you heard here first. Just now I said to you that within a short period after that shooting, all the liberals would be up in arms about guns, 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 guns. And sure enough, they are. Democrat Jerry Nadler, one of the most disgusting congressmen in America, vows immediate legislation in response to gun violence, confirming the new Democrat-controlled House will press for major changes in U.S. gun laws. You know, all the gun sales are going through the roof now. Boy, this is the best thing that ever happened in the gun business, right? Everyone's going to go out and buy guns because you got Democrats screaming about gun bans. You're so dumb. Could you really be this dumb, Democrats? I mean, you're going to cause massive gun buying. The exact opposite. It's almost like the gun companies should just give all their money to Democrats and hire Democrats, you know, to scream about guns and gun bans. Because every time they do it, like clockwork, gun sales go through the roof. Barack Obama was the single greatest gun salesman in the history of the United States and the history of the world. The greatest gun salesman ever. Every time he opened his mouth, thousands of people went out to buy guns instantly. And so Jerry Nadler is now trying to be the greatest gun salesman ever. You'd almost think he's getting a bribe from the gun companies. Every time these liberals open their mouth, guns are sold. By the thousands, by the hundreds of thousands, by the millions. The minute the shooting happens at Thousand Oaks, which left 13 people dead, including the shooter, Jerry Nadler, incoming House Judiciary Committee chairman, said on Twitter he will immediately get to work on legislation that includes universal background checks to respond to the scourge of gun violence. He also described the shooting as senseless and preventable. Who writes this stuff? I mean, you're just such pablum losers. The shooting is senseless and preventable. It's like you could write this stuff. It's like every time I watch a TV show or a movie, I go, wow, I don't know why I didn't become a screenwriter, because they make millions of dollars and I could write the script every time. And I could write the script. I could be the chief of staff for any Democrat in the United States Senate or United States House, because I can write their script every time there's a shooting. It's senseless and preventable, and we've got to have background checks, and we've got to have reasonable limits on gun ownership. I mean, I could write it for every senator. According to the Federalist, Nadler and a friend discussed two routes for investigating new Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh. So now they're not going to leave that alone. The first is left to the FBI for how they handled the investigation. It's unsubstantiated claims he sexually assaulted women. They didn't even do a half-assed job, he said. They didn't interview 30 witnesses who said, interview me, I've got a lot to say. His other plan is to go after Kavanaugh because there's a real indication that Kavanaugh committed perjury. He claimed that The Atlantic published an article about the allegation of a third woman. Then he claimed that when Kavanaugh was asked in a committee hearing under oath, when he first heard the subject, he said, when I heard of The Atlantic article, but there is an email chain apparently dating from well before that from him about how do we deal with this. The worst case scenario or best case, depending on your point of view, you prove he committed perjury about a terrible subject and the Judicial Committee Conference recommends you impeach him. So the president appoints someone just as bad. Now, you're asking me, how did this article go from Nadler talking about guns to getting into all this nonsense about Kavanaugh? Well, it's an article about Nadler, and he was on a train, I guess, from New York, where he is a congressman, to Washington, D.C. And on the train, he was talking loudly on his cell phone, and somebody copied it all. Somebody listened to it all. Somebody, I think, recorded it on their phone, or they just took notes. And this is what he was saying. He's going to impeach both Trump and Kavanaugh. You're dealing with mentally ill, sick people. Really sick people. Hollywood calls for gun control after California shooting. We live in a war zone. The liberal activists of Hollywood are already busy using the shooting to promote gun control. We live in a war zone because Republicans do nothing about gun laws while they see people being shot every day. They do nothing, comedian Chelsea Handler roared. Author Stephen King called for gun control now. Actor Josh Gad described America is on a hamster wheel of insanity. Another day of grief, another day of outrage, another day of families learning their loved ones are dead, but don't worry, I remember from all the other times we've done this, guns aren't the problem. Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda retweeted Gad, adding that his heart is dust from being broken. These tweets come as actress Ellen Barkin really upped the ante, posting a strange message to Barron Trump and labeling President Trump a blood-soaked monster. You did this, Trump, you blood-soaked monster. 11 young people, one CHP officer dead so far, and yes, the gunman was white. How do you feel, Dana Loesch, murderer? How do you feel, Wayne LaPierre, murderer? Tell us how we must be armed 24-7 wherever we go. You will reap what you sow, dead America, the 64-year-old actress said. I repeat, mentally ill actress, needing psychiatrist couch really quickly. By the way, when I was younger, I dated so many actresses in Hollywood. I mean, I was an anchorman. I was 27 years old and an anchorman living in a beautiful home overlooking the entire Los Angeles to the beach in the Hollywood Hills. And I dated so many actresses. And every one of them was mentally ill. Every one of them was mentally ill. Every one of them was a nutcase. The minute I met them, I said, oh, I never went more than one date with any of them because they were all nuts. So you have a witness here. I don't just say things. I've lived it. I never met an actress in Hollywood who was not completely dysfunctional, mentally ill, and made all kinds of claims about things their father did to them. Every actress in the entire Hollywood. I could go my whole life and date normal women and never meet a normal woman outside of acting business who'd ever say such a thing. But in the acting business, every single woman claims to have been abused by a member of their family. They were all nuts. And they were all hysterical. They all cried at a drop of the hat. And they all were just strange people who could change their mood on a dime. And within like 5 minutes of taking them to dinner, the first thought of this bachelor was, oh my God, I'm at dinner with a mentally ill nutcase. Another one. These are all actresses. This is what they're like. They're all artists. They're sweet little artists who in their whole lives have never understood what real world is about. They've never run a business. They've never been in a fight. They've never lived in a tough neighborhood. They've never had to fight for their lives. All the things I've done. They've had easy little lives, and now they're actresses. Oh, what a tough job. To act like somebody else. Ellen Barkin, another nutcase, mentally ill nutcase. Wow. Let's grab some calls. Let's grab J.D. in Vegas. J.D., you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm mad, Wayne. And after listening to Mrs. Tarkanian call out Jackie Rosen and call out Susie Lee about the lying, cheating ads about her husband, Danny, when he was a resident agent and had nothing to do with the telemarketing companies, and then listening to Danny explain, telling his 8-year-old son that his father is not a crook and not a thief, and he's breaking up on the radio on Kevin Ball's show yesterday, here's what I'm going to do. I am going to be a pest. I am going to call Jackie Rosen's office in Las Vegas and Washington every week. I am going to call, when she gets into her office, Susie Lee's office in Las Vegas on Pebble and Eastern Avenue and in Washington, D.C. And I'm going to beseech their answering people that answer the phones and their managers and whatever. Are you proud of the way your candidate, your boss, won the election by lying? I thought you were for kids, and I thought you were for protecting children and women, but you destroyed a family and a father and his 8-year-old son with the lying ads that were proven false in a court prior to you running them. You had been advised of that, and you still ran them. The DNC in Washington, Susie Lee and Rosen, Danny may have lost a bunch of elections, but he's going to be 3-0 in the court. And I am going to go down to the Eastern and Pebble office once a week and tell the receptionist what I think of Jackie Rosen. I'm going to do that next week. She's still there till January. And I'm going to tell Susie Lee, when she moves into that office in January, what I think of her through her people, through her staff, through her chief of staff, her office manager. And I'm going to urge all of your listeners here in Las Vegas, and I've already told Kevin on his show, the people to do this and besiege them with telephone calls like they did to you.
Hey, JD, we got to run. Hear the music? We got to run. It's an ad break. There is an end to each of these segments. But we love everything you said. We hope you'll fight for Danny. We'll all fight for Danny. Let me know what I can do to help. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests, all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest. I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
My Patriot Supply is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Markets swing hundreds of points in hours, weather disasters or weekly events, political unrest and fallout will increase going towards 2020. Interesting, because these words were written before the 2018 midterm election. Boy, were they on the money. There's just a lot of bad things out there. Our day-to-day lives likely to be disrupted. Look at the shooting in Thousand Oaks. You just got to be prepared. You know, I always expect the best and prepare for the worst. Get the items you need at My Patriot Supply. You have to plan with food storage and water filtration, protection from disasters, survival tools. My Patriot Supply has helped over 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-reliant. They are the sponsor of this segment of the show. Go to My Patriot Supply. They sell hundreds of items, including emergency food kits and gravity-powered water filtration systems. My Patriot Supply. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies to be more self-reliant at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Now you're prepared. MyPatriotSupply.com. Great sponsor for this show. They've served over 1 million customers. How cool is that? MyPatriotSupply.com. All right. Before I get to calls, I want to read one thing here because I think this is what the election was all about. After losing, Democratic politicians now say they can be truthful. McCaskill and Cordray, freed from the constraints of not being able to say what they really think. Losing Democratic politicians say they can finally tell the truth now that they are freed from the constraints of needing the support of their constituents. It occurred to me that I'm now freed from the constraints of running for or holding public office, said Richard Cordray, failed coup leader and losing candidate in the Ohio governor's race. Cordray says now that he does not have to be accountable to voters. He can speak more natural about what he really thinks about issues. Democrat Claire McCaskill, who also lost Tuesday, was gleeful during her concession speech that she no longer has to be careful about what she says about her political positions. I know my mouth gets me in trouble a lot, right? But believe it or not, I really had to be kind of careful. Not anymore. Earlier in the concession speech, she was honest about how she feels about Missouri. This state drives me crazy, but I love every corner of it. I really do. I even love the reddest of the red counties, and there were a lot of them tonight. Her closing argument in her campaign was she is not one of those crazy Democrats. So these were all the candidates who, for the most part, not Cordray, but McCaskill and the one in Tennessee and the one in Arizona, and there was another one. They were quite, I think the one in Indiana, were all punked, basically, by Project Veritas. They were all punked. And they all had staffers, or they themselves admitted, they're far more liberal than they're able to talk about. Because if they really told the truth to the electorate in public about what they believed in, they could never win. So all the Democrats admit they're liars and frauds. When you really cut through the crap, they're all liars and frauds, and they can't say what they really believe. And isn't that funny the way they worded that? Now I can say what I really believe. Well, Wayne Root's on the radio every day, and I always say what I really believe. These politicians are all frauds and liars, and they're cowards. And I was going to say, the question is, can someone like Wayne Root, who really says what he believes, could I be elected senator or governor when I say things like I do on the radio, the honest truth at all times, and sometimes you might disagree with me? Can I be elected? Well, the answer is yes, because Donald Trump was elected. Donald Trump's the president of the United States after he said, I grab women by the you-know-what. Donald Trump's president of the United States after he said, John McCain, I don't respect him. I like the people who aren't captured, not the ones who are captured. And he's still president, which proves you can be free and say what you want to say, and sometimes people won't even like what you say. Sometimes it is kind of silly. Sometimes it is kind of stupid. He shouldn't have said it. But he's still president of the United States. Because people appreciate that overall he's really honest. Overall his raw honesty. And his principles and policies work. Look how the United States is doing. Let's go with Dane in California on line two. Dane, you're on with Wayne Root. Dane, voter fraud in California. What's the story?
I'll tell you, it's just as bad where you're at as it is here, as you know. Listen, Wayne, I was doing a campaign. I went door to door to probably 1,000 things. I had the registered vote because they gave us the registered vote list of people who are registered voters. I would walk to a door. A woman would answer it. She's about 61 years old. I say, hey, have you voted for so-and-so? She goes, oh, in broken English, oh, I can't vote. Innocently saying that she's not a registered voter, but somebody registered in her family there. This was the tip of the iceberg. And I'll tell you something, Wayne. I'm so sad to see that Nevada has turned into California with the fraudulent voting, because it is rampant there as it is here now. And that is why the state is not winning the elections. And I'll guarantee you, 2 years ago when I went, I left California from communist California to go to election night, 2 years ago today, to see President Trump become a president, because I didn't want to be in California because I know he's not going to win here. I wanted to go to Nevada where he'd win. When I went there and I brought my famous sign, my Trump sign, to the Republican headquarters, South Point election night, I was so disgusted with the Republican Party. They told me I couldn't put my sign up in a Republican Party which had President Trump's picture and Ace of Hearts. It was disgusting. And now, I said, the next day he lost Nevada, I said to myself, oh my God, this state has turned into California.
Yeah, it has. It is California. I mean, it was starting in 16. You saw the very start, and I saw the very start, but I thought we could reverse it. But you can't reverse it if you don't have voter ID. They're all registered to vote, and they're illegal aliens, and they're voting multiple times, and I've got all the text to prove it. How many more times do I have to say it? I'm announcing it on the number one radio show in Las Vegas and the state of Nevada, and not a single police agency, law enforcement agency, FBI, or voter agency contacted me. I wrote it in a column in the biggest newspaper in the state, and not a single law enforcement or voter agency contacted me. Nobody cares that our elections are being stolen by the Democratic Party of Nevada.
Drag and swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi,